I thank you very much for your participating in this Sankirtan movement. This movement was started by Lord Chaitanya 500 years ago in India, West Bengal.
What is that sound?
That sound, can I disturb?
What is that sound? That's the biggest distance of the
world. But this movement is not 500 years old. It is coming since very, very long time. As you have advertised Bhagavad Dharma. This is part of Bhagavad Dharma.
This Bhagavad Dharma was
explained by Prahlad Maharaj, a great devotee of Lord Nrisimhadev Narayan, some millions of years ago. His father was Hiranyakashipu, atheist. He did not believe in God. But by the grace of Narad Muni, his son, from the very womb of his mother, he was initiated in this Krishna consciousness, and after his birth he became a great devotee. And when he was only 5 years old, he was preaching this Krishna consciousness movement amongst his class fellows. He was little more king's son. He had no opportunity to go out of the palace. Still, he took the opportunity of speaking something about this Bhagavad Dharma amongst his class fellows. So, he was canvassing his class fellows, chant Hare Krishna. The Bhagavad Dharma is called Gita Vajjanma Sāphalam Dehinām Yadehishu Prānai Rathai Dhyāvāca Srevāsadaram Sada. Bhagavad Dharma, execution of Bhagavad Dharma. There are different types of dharma. Dharma means the course of God, the laws of God, real dharma or religion. Dharmantu sākṣād bhagavat pranītam. Dharma means the course, the laws which is given by God. This is the simple definition of God as dharma. So, religion, this English word, is not sufficient translation of the word dharma. Religion, according to English language, religion means a kind of faith. You may believe in some faith. Some may believe in Hindu religion, others may believe in Christian religion, one may become a Christian from Hindu or from a Hindu to Christian, generally fine, this changes. But if dharma does not mean like that. Dharma means which you cannot change. It is the constitutional part of your life. So, Bhagavad says, dharma projita koitava atra. Dharma, the so-called religion, koitava, which is cheating. Koitava means cheating. Dharma projita. Projita means prakriti rupena ujjita. Thrown at it, kicked at it. Dharma projita koitava atra paravanigma saranang satang. So there are different kinds of dharma. See, but what is real dharma? Real religion. Real religion is, as described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, dharman tu sakshad bhagavat pranita. Real religion is the course which is given by God. Just like you may have some bylaws in your office or in your home, but there is state law that you cannot, I will say, disobey. State law. Just like in your country, the state law is that keep to the left. In America, the state law is keep to the right. So here we have to obey. If you drive your car, keep to the left. You cannot disobey. You cannot say, I'm American. I go in my country on the right. Why shall I drive on the left? No. Because it is the state law, you must obey. Similarly, dharma is such a thing that you cannot disobey. You must obey. Because it is a course given by God. If you are so much respectful to the laws of the state, and how much respectful you should be to obey the laws given by God. So, we find in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja. This is real dharma. Krishna said in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, dharma samasthapanathaya sambhavami yuge yuge. I descend in different millennia, yuge yuge, for establishing the real dharma, real religion. Yadahi yadahi dharmasya glani bhavati bharata abhuthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sajamaham puritranam sadhunam vinasayata duskitam. Dharma samasthapanathaya yuge yuge sambhavami. So, God descends, He comes Himself, or He sends His representative to re-establish the real purpose of religion. Whenever there is discrepancy in the matter of discharging real religion. So the real Krishna, when appeared, He said, His last instruction is, in the Bhagavad Gita, you know, those who have read Bhagavad Gita, He says, the most confidential part of religion is this. What is that? Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja. You give up all other processes of faith and religion, simply surrender unto me. Prabhupada said, Papi, Pramukhishani Mahasuj. Religion means to become purified, to become purified from our sinful activities. So Krishna says that if you surrender unto me, when I speak Krishna, you may understand God. God is speaking that you surrender unto me and I give you protection from the reaction of all sinful activities. In this material world, we are encased in this material body for our sinful activities. Different types of sinful activities. So, our aim of life is to get out of these sinful activities and be situated in our own original position, constitutional position, spiritual position. Because we are part and parcel of God. We are as pure as God. But we have been contaminated by this material association. And therefore, we have got different types of body engagement. And according to the different types of body, we have to enjoy or suffer the material atmosphere. This is our position. So, Bhagavad Dharma means to surrender unto God. That's all. Very simple thing. And Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is teaching us this Bhagavad Dharma, how to surrender. He demanded that you surrender unto me, but still people misunderstood him. Therefore he again came, Krishna again came, in the form of Lord Chaitanya as a devotee. And he taught us how to approach Krishna, how to become Krishna conscious. So, this Bhagavad Dharma is eternal as long as we are there, as long as God is there, our relationship with God, that is called Bhagavad Dharma. Bhava. Bhava means fortune. Bhava means fortune. And Bhagavan. Bhagavan means who is the most fortunate or who has got all the opulences. So God has got all the opulences. And one who is in association with God, he has also all the opulences. And the exchange between God and the devotee in all opulences, it is called Bhagavad Dharma. So, Prahlad Maharaj is speaking amongst his class fellow, Kaumaro Acharit Prajna Dharman Bhagavatani Ha. Kaumaro Acharit Prajna Dharman Bhagavatani Ha. दुर्लभ मानुष जन्म सदस्य ध्रुवमत्म विशेष माई डियर फ्रेंड बिकॉज दिस फ्रेंड्स वेर बोर्न ऑफ एथिस्ट फैमिली प्रहलाद महाराज ऑल्सो हिज फादर वॉज एथिस्ट सो दे आर नॉट एग्रीएबल टू देयर फ्रेंड्स एंड वाइफ प्रहलाद महाराज. Prahlad Maharaj was canvassing to his friends, little friends, my dear friends, chant Hare Krishna. And they were replying, Prahlad, why are you insisting us to chant Hare Krishna? Let us play. We shall see Hare Krishna at the time of death. But he was insisting, my dear friends, No. Kaumara Adhara Prak. This Krishna consciousness should be studied, should be understood from the very beginning of boy, Kaumara. Kaumara means boy. From a boyhood means from the age of 5 years. And education begins at the age of 5 years. Similarly, Krishna consciousness and Bhagavad Dharma should be taught to the children as soon as the child is 5 years old. That is his instruction. Why so early? We can understand about God later on. No, Prahlad Maharaj says, Durlavam Manasana Janma. Durlavam, very rarely. My dear friend, you have got this human form of life after many, many births. That's the modern civilization they do not know. The university education they do not know. The scientists they do not know. There is a false theory, Darwin's theory, about evolution of a species, but that is not perfect knowledge. That is simply an idea taken from Puranas. And the Puranas, this Darwin's theory, is not new to the Vedic knowledge. It is a theory only, but the actual fact is different. Actual fact is described in the Puranas, where it is described. Asitim chaturam chaiva lokhanasam jivajatisu. Jivajati, different species of life. There are 8,400,000 of different species of life. Asitim chatura. Asitim means 80. And chatura means 4. 84. Lokhyan. 100,000. Jivajati. There are different species of life. They are developing because after devastation the whole universe is filled up with water. So in the water the first living beings are the fishes or the aquatic. Then the fish or aquatic means a living entity embodied by that fish body. Just like we are now, every one of us. I am also a soul, you are also a soul. We are embodied by this body, human form of body. Similarly, we have to accept the body of a fish because we are in this material world. When there is water only, where shall we go? We must live here in this material, unless we are liberated. We must have to live, and according to the circumstances, we get different types of body. So, from the aquatic, next promotion is birds, bees, trees, plants, then insects, then birds, then bees. In this way, after millions, millions of years, you have seen that a tree is traveling for thousands of years. If I get a body of a tree, then I will have to stand in one place for many thousands of years. Therefore, when you come by gradual evolution in the different species of life, by nature, when you come to this point to possess a human form of body, it is very, very rare. That is to describe durlabham manusam janma. Durlabham. Du means difficult, and lava means gain. दुर्लभान मानस जन्म तदपि अधुर्वम अधुर्वम इसे दुर्लभम मानस जन्म तदपि अधुर्वम अथलम Although it is also temporary, we shall not live forever with this body. The animals also, they will also not live forever. The body will be finished after a certain period of time. So he says, Prahlad Maharaj says, my dear friend, this body, this human form of body, is very, very rarely we are obtained. Although it is temporary, but there is a great gain. In the animal life, that is also temporary. And this human form of body is also temporary. But the animal cannot get that achievement which we can get. दुर्लभं मानसं जन्म तदपि अधुर्वम अर्थदम अर्थदम मीन्स अर्थ मीन्स मीनिंग फूड अर्थ मटीरियल प्रॉफिट और स्पिरिचुअल प्रॉफिट सो वी कैन बाय द हेल्प ऑफ दिस ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ बॉडी वी कैन अचीव सम वेरी ग्रेट प्रॉफिट दैट इज रिक्वायर्ड दैट इज द ह्यूमन mission. Not like that we take our birth like cats and dogs. Everyone takes birth. The process of birth is the same. The male-female sexual intercourse and there is some child. So there is no difference between the human process of birth and the animal process of birth. There is no difference of living condition of the animal and the human being. Because the animal eats, we also eat. The animal sleeps, we also sleep. The animals have facility for sex life, we have also got the facility of sex life. The animal also defends according to its own way, we can defend with atom bomb, that's all right. But it's defensive, nothing more. Therefore, about these four things, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending their common. The special feature of his human form of body is that he has developed consciousness how to understand God. The animal hasn't got this. And the process of understanding God and to revive our relationship with God is called Bhagavad Dharma. This is the explanation of Bhagavad Dharma. The eating, sleeping, mating, this is also Dharma. Dharma means the activities, constitutional activities. Any man or any animal who has got this body, he must eat. This is also Dharma. Dharma means which he cannot avoid. Because we have become human beings, it is not that we can avoid it. That is not. This is also dharma. So this dharma, this practice, this occupation is visible in animal life and human life. But another thing, the dharma, which we actually mean to understand God, that is not visible in animal life. That is not possible. Therefore, dharmena hina pasubhitamana. Anyone who does not cultivate religious life is no better than an animal. He is an animal. If you are simply interested with eating, sleeping, mating and defending, nothing more, then this is animal civilization. This is not human civilization. So we have got this opportunity. Why we should accept religious life to get out this out of these material classes? People do not take it very seriously. But those who are intelligent, they take it seriously. And the Bhagavad Gita is why? That living soul, the living entity of the soul, na jayate na mriyate va kadachi, nitta sasato yang na hannate hannamane sarire. The living entity, the soul, is never born. It never dies. It is the oldest. Nitya sasatayam purana. Purana is very old. Nitya, eternal. Na hannate hannamane sarire. Does not die after the destruction of this body. The death and birth is of the body, not of the soul. Therefore, when we are actually intelligent, cultured, advanced, then we should be inquisitive that if I am eternal, then why I am subjected to these stimulations of birth, death, old age and disease? That is intelligence. It is not intelligence that the cats and dogs are eating on the footpath. I am eating a very nice place, nice hotel, a nice table. You are eating, that's all. It is not advancement of civilization when you think that you have got good apartment, good house and sitting in a nice bedstead and the cat and dog is lying on the floor on the street. No, it's sleeping. When you sleep, the enjoyment is as good as of the cats and dogs. Similarly, sex life also, they also enjoy, you also enjoy. Then what is your special prerogative? The special prerogative is that you can understand in this life that you are eternal, you are Brahma. Therefore, in the human form of life, each one is not as so advanced as to inquire about the Brahma. Athāta Brahma Jigyāsa. This human form of life is meant for inquiring about Brahma, our spirit soul. So long this inquiry is not there, one is animal. That's all. So Bhagavad Dharma is meant for actually for the advanced human being. Bhagavad. Bhagavad Dharma means to know what I am. Am I this body or something else? If you study yourself, you can also understand. Or if you take instruction from the Vedas, then also you can understand. The knowledge is already there. If you take advantage of the knowledge, you can know. But if you make analysis by yourself, then also you will know. But if you make analysis, meditation, speculation, it will take long, long years. Because if you don't accept the standard way, then it will waste your time. So you will have to come to the same point. But if you are inquisitive, that is your life. If we come to the point of inquiring about what I am, that is great advancement. Athāta Brahma Jigyāsa. I can understand very well that when there are so many babies here, I was also a baby. My body, I had a body like a baby on the lap of my mother. I can remember that. Then I became a child, then I became a boy, then I became a young man, now I am old man. Now the bodies, different bodies I possess, I remember, but those bodies are no more existing. Where is my childhood body? Where is my boyhood body? Where is my youthhood body? They are all gone. So although the bodies are gone, I remember that I had a body of a child, I had a body suffering for. I had the body of young man. Therefore, I am eternal, my bodies are not eternal. Therefore, the conclusion should be, when I change this body, then I will exist. And that is, the tathādehāntaraṁ prāpti dhīra-sattvam, everything is there. Either you study yourself or take the lesson from the Vedic version. The Vedic version is that dehinasmin yathādehi kaumānaṁ jauvanaṁ jadā tathādehāntaraṁ prāpti dhīra-sattvam namunyat. Just like I'm changing, you are changing, everyone is changing, every second, every moment we are changing body. So, similarly, changing of this body, accepting another body. After leaving this body, I accept another body. That body is not in my hand. What kind of body I am going to accept next, that depends on my work here in this body. I am preparing my next body in this life. Just like a child is being, a boy is being educated to prepare his next life. If he is nicely educated, his next life is very bright. If he is not nicely educated, that is very dark. Similarly, it is this chance, this human form of body, it is junction from animal forms of life, by gradual process of evolution, I have come to this human form of life. Now I have to make out next what life. You can promote yourself to the higher planetary system. You can promote yourself to the spiritual world. You can get your eternal life. That is called arthadham. That achievement you can do in this human form of life. So, anyone who is attempting to get eternal, blissful life of knowledge, he is intelligent man. Otherwise, one who is spoiling his life simply for animal propensities, eating, sleeping, mating, he is no better than animals. Cats and dogs. Polished cat, polished dog maybe. But he is animal. This Bhagavad Dharma means that how to get out of these four defects of material life or four miserable condition of material life, birth, death, old age and disease, and get eternal, blissful life of knowledge. That is called Bhagavad Dharma. It is a great science. It is not sentiment. It's a great science, and anyone can achieve this benefit in this human form of life. Anyone. It doesn't matter what he is, provided he is serious about getting out of this material clutches and regain his spiritual life. That is what. So, Vedic civilization is aimed at this point. Therefore, you don't find in the Vedic civilization, industrial enterprise or so many material activities, but they were concerned how to get out of this material clutches and regain our original position. That is called mukti, liberation. Liberation means to be situated in our original position. We are part and parcel of God. God, just like gold, and part and parcel of gold is also gold. Therefore, the Vedic literature says that you try to understand that you are also Brahma. God is Supreme Brahma, you are also Brahma, and mold your life as Brahma. So this Krishna consciousness movement is how to mold this life, to understand that we are all Brahmas and our original source is the Param-Brahma. Just like Arjuna accepted Krishna, Param-Brahma, Param-Dhāma, Pavitram, Paramam-Bhavam. Krishna You are Parabrahma. That is accepted by the Vedas. Nitya Nityanam Chetana Chetananam Eka Bahunam Vidudhati Tama. God makes, He is also a living entity as you are, as I am, as you are sitting and speaking, we are face to face. Similarly, God is also a person like you, like me, but He is very, very powerful. Nitya, Nitya, just like here in this material world also, I see that you are more powerful than me, and another person is more powerful than you, another person is more powerful than him. It is a go on searching. When you find the supreme powerful, that is God. That is God. Supreme power. Here, in this our relative position, I see that I am powerful, somebody is less powerful than me, and somebody is more powerful than me. This is relative one. Nobody can say that I am the most powerful. Nobody is more powerful than me. Nobody can. That is not possible. Similarly, you go on fasting, who is the most powerful? If you are fortunate enough, if you can find out such a person, the most powerful, nobody is more powerful than it, that is God. So God's definition is not very difficult. Simply, so we have to go through this hashtag. The Vedic literature says that the supreme powerful is Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radi Govinda Sarvakarana Karma. Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Paradanang Nanna Kinti Jasti Dhananjaya, my dear Dhananjaya, John. Nobody is superior than you. Therefore, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Try to find out your relationship with Krishna and mold your life in that way. That is Krishna Consciousness Movement. Thank you very much.
To compare Bhagavad with the scientific advancement, try to say that what Darwin discovered is already in Bhagavad.
It's fair to compare scientific advancement with Bhagavad, like Darwin and Bhagavad.
What do you mean by scientific advancement?
Well, material advancement.
Material means that it is to be finished. What is advancement?
No,
you do not want to die. But why you die? Where is your advancement?
No, I fully agree with your interpretation of Bhagavad, but the comparison between Darwin's discovery and what is mentioned in Bhagavad, I don't agree with that, because it is already mentioned in Bhagavad, but Darwin, you are from a different point of view, so...
No, that is the wrong theory. That's what he said. That's a wrong theory. Darwin is studying this body. He does not know, he has no information of the soul. Therefore, his knowledge is imperfect. His theory is imperfect. It is a long subject matter. If you want to discuss, you come and discuss. It's a wrong theory. That is not scientific advancement. Science means it must be correct. That is science. If science is theory, that is not science. So Darwin is advocating his theory, maybe like this, perhaps like this. This perhaps maybe is not science. This is only suggestion. We have to deal with the fact. That is science.
Yes, but as you say, there are two ways of reaching the God, either through study of Vedas or through self-study.
Yes, through study of Vedas. Not study is something nonsense. Study of Vedas.
Can we not put it in the category of self-analysis, because it is based on experimental facts?
Yes, self-analysis, if you say analyze yourself, if you think yourself, meditate, study your finger, am I this finger? The answer will be no, my finger. Am I this hand? Then the answer will be no, it is my hand. Then where is I?
Yes, that is the ultimate
question. If you can study I, then it is scientific.
No, but
simply my is not scientific. That is, child knows it is my finger.
Yes, but I mean, it is a certain step forward towards studying oneself.
So that further means when you come to the conclusion that I am a spirit soul, if you can't understand this, then it is scientific. If you remain in ignorance that I am this body, that is not scientific. Actually, I am not this body. Everyone can understand. Just like a dead man. Suppose some of your relatives have died. You are crying, oh, my friend has gone. My friend has gone. Oh, your friend is lying there. Why you say that my friend has gone? What is the answer? If I say, the dead body, you are crying, oh, my relative has gone, my father has gone, or something. I say, where he has gone, he is there. Why you are crying? Then what will be your answer?
No, I mean, that is the
ultimate thing. That is not the understand. That what is yes. That? What is that? You have never seen your father or friend. You have seen this body. No. Now you are crying, now he has gone. Oh, why you are gone? You have seen the body all along that is lying here. Why you say you are gone? What is your answer? This is ignorance. All along I have seen the false thing. He is my father and the body. But he is not my father. Actually, my father might go down from this body. I cry, oh, my father has gone. Where he has gone? Here, the body is here. This is ignorance. Therefore it is not scientific. Because I am thinking of this body, this is not scientific. This is ignorance. So in this way you have to study. But the answer is there in the Vedic literature. Tatha dehantaram prati virastattva namuyasi. My father has accepted another body. This is scientific. Dhira, one who is sober, he is not lamenting. Just like your child, from babyhood, he becomes grown up, or accept another. You are not crying. Where is that body of my child, that baby body, where is gone? But you know that he has transferred to this body. Similarly, when you get this knowledge, that my father has left this body, he has accepted another body, although it is not visible, that is knowledge, that is science.
Yes, but by average person, it is very difficult to visualize.
But therefore he has to study. Every rascal fool has to study. There is education. Therefore Vedic literature is there. If you don't study, and still you will say, I am scientific at once. What is this nonsense? If you have no knowledge, if you have no study, why do you say I am scientific?
How does repeating one word, Krishna, or singing Rama and Krishna, help achieving liberation?
Because we will be in touch with Krishna. Krishna and Krishna's name, not different. This Krishna is absolute. you see, these Europeans and American boys and girls simply by chanting how they are advancing in spiritual consciousness. This is practical, not theoretical. Krishna means Krishna. Just like here in this material world, if I want to drink water, if I say water, 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 that is not satisfied. I want the substance water.
So here there is difference between the name and the substance. But in the absolute world, there is no such difference. Nama Chintamani Krishna. Krishna, the person and Krishna's name, the same. Therefore, if you chant Krishna, then you are in direct touch with Krishna. So that will help you for your spiritual advancement. Just like if you are in touch with fire, you will get yourself warmer, 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 and at last you will get red fire. Similarly, if we are in touch with Krishna, then we advance spiritually, and then we become completely spiritualized, our original Brahma. This is the process, simple process. Chant Hare Krishna, and you gradually develop your spiritual consciousness. That is actually happening. It is not a story. You can see practice, how they are spiritually advanced. So why not experiment yourself? What is the loss? If you chant Hare Krishna, is there any loss? Tell me, is there any loss? But why can't you do it? Why not make a trial? Instead of arguing, you see practically what is happening. These, they are of different civilization, different culture. How they are developing their Krishna consciousness? How is it possible? Simply by chanting. This is practical. Throughout the whole world, in Africa, in America, in Canada, everywhere. This is very simple process. But people will waste their time by arguing, why not make an experiment and see what is the result. That is our focus.